Welcome back. Today we're doing an Amen Break Chopping Masterclass in Ableton Live, aimed right at that intermediate jungle and drum and bass zone. And here's the twist that makes this lesson hit harder, resampling only, so we're not going to spend an hour endlessly tweaking a break in live mode, changing our mind, changing it back, and somehow getting nowhere. We're going to process, print to audio, slice that print, arrange it, then print again, commit, move forward, build momentum. This is how you get fast, and how you end up with your own break identity instead of a slightly edited copy of the original. By the end, you're going to have a tight 2-4 bar amen loop that feels modern, but still classic, a few different printed versions for layering like clean, crunch, and air, a mini library of your own amen one-shots, and a ready-to-drop 16-bar drum arrangement with movement. All right, set your tempo first, put it in the classic range, 170 to 175 BPM. I like 174. It just sits right. Now create a few tracks so you're not fighting the DAW. Make audio 1 and call it Amen Source. Make audio 2 and call it Resample Print. Make audio 3 and call it Chops, Sliced. And then create 2 return tracks. Return A called Room and return B called Parallel Crush. Quick preferences check. If Oil Warp Long Samples tends to mess you up, turn it off, and set your default warp mode to beats. The goal is, you control the warp, not Ableton guessing for you. The amen swing and ghost notes are the whole point. Now drop your amen break into amen source. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. Inside beats mode, set the transient loop mode to forward. For preserve, start at 1/16. If it gets too chirpy or too shredded, try 1/8, but 1/16 is a good starting point for fast E and B. Now do the most important part of warping. Find the first true downbeat, not close enough. The actual first kick that feels like bar 1. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Turn on the metronome and listen. Here's the teacher move that catches most timing issues without you over-warping. Loop 1 bar, and jump between bar starts. 1.1.1. Then 2.1.1, then 3.1.1. If it drifts, fix only the anchor hits, usually the snares. Don't put warp markers on every little transient. Overwarping kills the human feel and turns the amen into a stiff robot, and not in the good way. Cool. Now we do a pre-resample tighten and clean chain. This is the version you want to sound mix ready before you start destroying it. On Amen Source, at EQ 8 first, high pass around 30 to 45 Hz, fairly steep. Then if it's boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB. And if you need more snap, add a gentle lift around 4 to 7 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15 depending on the break. Crunch can be subtle, 0 to 20%. Boom usually off, because the amen already has low-end chaos and you'll fight your bass later. Then push transients up, plus 5 to plus 20, to get that modern punch. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and adjust output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it's better. Aim for roughly the same loudness when you bypass. Now we're ready for the core concept, resampling. Go to your resample print track, set its input to resampling. That means it records the master output. Arm resample print for recording. Solo amen source so you only print the break. And record 4 to 8 bars. When you stop, rename that clip immediately. Call it something like Amen Print Clean 01. And I want you to really notice what just happened psychologically. You committed. You created an object you can now slice and abuse without feeling like you're ruining the original. This is the whole speed hack. Now we're going to do what I call a slash B slash C prints with intent. You're not just making random versions. Each print has a job, and once it's printed, you stop tweaking it. If you need a different direction, you make a new print. That's how you avoid the endless almost better. So print number 2, crunch, jungle grit, attitude, harmonics. On Amen Source, at overdrive, set the frequency around 1 to 2 kHz, drive somewhere like 20 to 50%, tone around 40 to 60. Then if you want extra texture, add redux, but be careful, downsample like 2 to 6, subtly, bit reduction 0 to 2, and honestly, start at 0. It can wreck your snare crack fast. Now resample again, 4 to 8 bars, and name it Amen Print Crunch 01. Print number 3, Air. This is your modern clarity layer for tops. On Amen Source, use EQ8 with a high shelf at about 8 to 12 kHz, plus 2 to 5 dB. Optionally add an auto filter high pass around 150, to 250 hc, so it's mostly just top-end information. Then resample it and name it Amen Print Air 01. Now you've got a modern layering setup waiting for you. Clean is body and punch, crunch is aggression, air is sparkle. Next step, slicing. Take your clean print, Amen Print Clean 01. Right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. One slice per transient. Set pad to 0 milliseconds to start clean. Use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will make a drum rock with each slice on a pad. And yes, we're using a drum rack, but the spirit of the rule stays intact. We're not endlessly fiddling with the original sample. We're chopping rendered audio, and we're going to print our results again. Now create a MIDI clip on your sliced track and set the loop brace to 2 bars. This is where the Amen becomes DNB. Start with the core logic. Main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's the spine. Find the best snare slice in the rack. The one that really says Amen, and make that snare in your head. Then place the main kick on beat 1. Add a supporting kick around 1.3-ish, like 1.3 or 1.3.2 depending on how your slices line up. Don't overthink the exact subdivision. Use your ears and the feel of the original break. Now the magic. Ghost notes. Those little taps and in-between hits are what make an Amen roll instead of stomp. Add quieter slices between the snares. Aim for at least 6 ghost notes across 2 bars. Use different little bits of the break. Tiny hat ticks, little snare tail pieces, soft kickish nudges. It's all valid if it grooves. Set your velocity hierarchy. This is non-negotiable if you want movement. Main snare, 110 to 127. Kicks, 90 to 120. Ghosts, 30 to 70. Now groove and timing. You can use the groove pool lightly, something like swing 16-65, and keep the amount subtle, 10 to 25%. But here's the deeper intermediate move. Combine velocity with micro timing. Keep the main snare dead on the grid. Nudge some ghost notes slightly late, like plus 3 to plus 10 milliseconds, to make it feel like it's dragging forward in a tasty way. And sometimes nudge a kick slightly early, minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds, for urgency. This gives you motion without turning it into a drunken shuffle. If it clicks when you trigger slices, that's slice hygiene. Don't ignore it. In simpler, you can add tiny fades, fade in 1 to 3 milliseconds, fade out 5 to 15. Or, if you later print a phrase to audio, use clip fades to make silent edits without dulling the transient. The goal is no clicks, but still sharp. Once your 2-bar loop feels like it could sit under a bass line, we resample again. This is the second big commit. Solo the chops, slice track, arm resample print, record 8 bars, and in those 8 bars, do a couple variations live by duplicating notes, swapping a snare slice, or adding a tiny stutter. Then name that new recording Amen Cha Print 01. At this point, you've basically created your own break. It's not the Amen break anymore. It's your Amen. Now let's arrange it into something musical. We'll do 16 bars, because drum and bass needs movement. Loops are fine, but arrangements are what make it feel like a record. Bars 1 through 4, intro or tease. Put an auto filter high pass on your break, around 200 to 400 hc, and automate it so it opens up toward bar 5. Bring in your air print quietly, like a little sparkle, and add tiny dropouts. Mute the last 1/8 before a bar change. That silence creates tension. Bars 5 through 12, main roll. Full spectrum. Layer clean with crunch if you want it more savage. Add occasional 1/16th stutters, but make them feel intentional. Here's a trick so the stutter doesn't sound like copy-paste. On the second stutter hit, change the start point slightly or swap to a neighboring slice. Then resample that moment if you want to lock it in. Every 4 bars, add a microfill, a quick reverse slice, a flam, a little 3-stroke mini drag leading into the snare. The mini drag idea is simple. Right before beat 2 or beat 4, place a quiet tap, then a medium tap, then your full snare. Jungle energy, but still controlled. Bars 13 through 16. Variation and fill. Do a call and response snare logic. Snare stays as your main crack, but on bar 2 of your 2-bar phrase, swap beat 4 to a different snare slice. Snare B, maybe shorter or dirtier. That tiny change makes the loop feel like it's talking. At the very end, you can do a tape stop-ish moment. Keep it subtle. Automate a small pitch drop, like 1 to 3 semitones down right at the end, or use frequency shifter gently. Then last bar, big fill. A short 1/16th snare run, and then cut to silence for 1/8th right before the drop. That negative space hits harder than adding more notes. Now polish. Put your drums in a group, or just process the final resampled break stem. Dart with EQ8, high pass 25 to 35 Hz. Dip 250 to 400 if it's muddy. Add 5 to 8 kHz if you lost bite after distortion and resampling. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flattening. You want transients in dNB, then drum bus. Light. Drive 2 to 8, transients plus 5 to plus 15, crunch 0 to 10%, and a limiter only as safety. Don't smash it. Now a couple pro moves for heavier, darker dNB. If your Reese and sub need space, carve a Reese pocket in the break. Dip around 90 to 140 Hz with EQ8 on the break. Also consider just high-passing the break more aggressively and letting the bass own the low end. Use that parallel crush return. Put a saturator on it. Drive 8 to 15 dB. Soft clip-on. Then drum bus with crunch 20 to 40%. Then EQ8 high-pass at 150 Hz so your parallel doesn't turn into mud. Send snare heavy slices more than kicks. That's how you get aggression without low-end mess. For room. Use a short room or chamber in hybrid reverb. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. High pass inside the reverb, 300 to 600 Hz. Keep it subtle. It should feel like a space around the drums, not a wash over them. And if you want a super modern edge without adding external samples, create an Amen transient layer. Duplicate your clean print. High pass it hard at like 2 to 4 kHz. Saturate it more than usual. Gate it so only sharp hits pop through. Then resample that to Amen transient layer. Blend it quietly under the main break and suddenly everything reads on smaller speakers. One more translation tip. Mono control. If the break starts smearing when the mix gets dense, put utility on the break bus. Set bass mono around 120 to 180 Hz. Maybe reduce width slightly, then resample a mono lows print. Use that during dense drop sections. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can avoid the usual traps. Don't overwarp. Fix drift at the anchors, usually snares. Don't chop without committing. Print versions and move on. Don't overdo redux and overdrive. It's easy to turn your snare into fizzy sand. Don't make everything velocity 127. Your roll won't roll. And don't layer low-end carelessly. This audio version is shortened for playback.